Oh, and that's a sore one today.
No, that's a tough one to take. I think that's probably the worst we've played. I've never seen so many people have an off day like that in the one game, especially that first half. It looked as though we couldn't pass the ball 5 yards, and the goals, we just got out-muscled with Lauren Shankland. He was just, he ran him up first half especially. So no, it's really poor. We've got to be miles better than that. That's nowhere near good enough. And we've got to make sure that we react to the right way.
Ian McCall said that the pitch maybe should have been watered more. Is that something you can say? No, can you not really use
that? Same for both teams. They just looked as though they were all playing at the top of their game. It's not as if they were cut as open with great passing or whatever. It was just, I think, they outworked us probably. That's the way it looked to me, that they outworked us, and maybe a wee bit more physical, and we just never dealt with it right.
They looked hungry from the start, a chance in the second minute, and
always,
scored in the fifth.
Always helps when you start the game well, you get an early goal. The end of the day, it's a cross in the box, it shouldn't have come in the box in the first place. And when it comes in the box, he's probably the smallest guy in the pitch, and it's a free header. So that probably summed up our first half performance.
You made an early substitution, what was your thinking
that? At that point, it looked as though they were going to score a couple. We just never get a grip of the game at all. So you try and obviously change it and see if that helps. Probably never helped first half, but second half I thought we were a lot better, but it's too little too late. It's just a consolation.
The immediate effect was to lose 2 goals, wasn't it, unfortunately?
I bet it looked as though we was going to lose goals anyway. First half it was going that way. The way we were defending, it looked as though we were going to score a couple more.
You got one back in the second half. You maybe a penalty appeal in the beginning of the first.
Yeah, but still no. It's not enough. It's just, as I said, it's a consolation. Nowhere near it. We've got to make sure that we knuckle down, and I think maybe some people looking at the plaudits of last week and maybe get carried away thinking, well, I'm a right good player, and forget you need to do the basics well. First and foremost, you need to outwork the opposition guy you're playing against, and you've got to win your tackles, your individual battles, and you've got to be passable as well. So some of the mistakes we were making was really poor.
Particularly Ryling playing against players like Keegan and Muffet, who were obviously up for it.
Aye, obviously Moff, I thought, causes a lot of problems. Moff's a good player. He's intelligent. He works incredibly hard for the team. But for me, Lauren Shankland was the difference in the two teams. I thought he ran amok, bullied our centre halves, whether it was a three or a two. It was a constant menace the whole game.
You've had a long chat with the players after the game there.
No, just they know themselves it's nowhere near good enough. They're better than that. But at the end of the day, you need to show it on the pitch. It's all right saying they're good players and whatever, but you need to go and get results, and you can't afford to start games the way we started that game.